This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum and Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, May 23rd. Well, cattle markets under pressure last week, mostly in the feeders as they dropped about $4.50 on the front month, and live cattle were down about a half a dollar on the front month. So we're seeing the markets kind of buckle here. The cash markets were under some pressure early in the week, pretty much stayed that way as we got into late in the week. We improved just a bit late in the week. We started out about 139 on the Fed trade, which was down 3. We ended the week at 140, just down 2. The dress trade at 266 was down 3, and that's pretty much where it was all week. Box beef values on Friday were mixed. Choice was up 47 cents at 262, select down 304 at 243. The spread picked up $3.50. We're sitting at 1915. Movement was just 90 loads, so definitely lower movement all week last week than we saw the previous week. So we are, I think, seeing the results of packers having wrapped up their purchases for Memorial Day, the same thing with the retailers. So I think that is pretty much behind us. Slaughter rates at 622,000 head through Friday. That was up 7,000 on the week, and it was up about 28,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index dropped another 41 cents. We're sitting at 153.05. That's a sixth day in a row where we've been down on the index. So this weakness in the futures is finally starting to have an impact on the cash market on a more consistent basis. The cattle on feed report on Friday afternoon did not offer us any positive news either. We had total on feed numbers as of May 1 at 102% of the previous year. That was about a half percent higher than what the trade was expecting. And it's another record at 12.0 million head. That's the highest on record for May 1. So 3 months in a row where on feed numbers are at a record high. So I would imagine that's going to continue to keep pressure on the market. April placements were 99% of a year ago. That was about 3% higher than what the trade was looking for. Total head placed at 1.8 million head. Marketings were 98% of a year ago at 1.9 million head. That was right in line with the trade estimate. So the increase in on-feed numbers was just simply a result of heavy placements. This was something that we were bracing for with the drought in Texas, Oklahoma, in the far western central plains. They just didn't have anything to feed them. So we saw big placements in March and in April and even in February. So March 1, April 1, May 1, cattle on feed numbers all were record highs. So this keeps big numbers coming into the pipeline all the way through October, basically. And I think that that's going to have a lingering impact. We were looking for summer lows either to be in June or August. I think with this cattle on feed report continuing to have big numbers that need to be processed throughout the summer, this probably keeps the market's under pressure through August. It doesn't mean we can't get rallies, but I think that with the state of the economy, with recession, with disposable income taking a pretty big hit here, I just don't see the beef market being able to recover with much energy. You know, you've got already expensive beef, and the consumer is under quite a bit of pressure here. So I think this continues just to keep pressure on the market. We're entering also into the time of year where beef consumption tends to drop off anyway with the heat of summer. So I think that the market's got more work to do on the downside. I think this cattle on feed report kind of confirms that. We'll probably open under some pressure on Monday, and the market will just try to do its washout to the downside. Now, again, we've already been under pressure quite a bit. In fact, the feeders, especially the front month May, had really started to slide last week. And we're not that far away on the front month from some significant support levels, like $3 or $4. We could easily reach that today. And that takes us down to the 150 level on your weekly charts, which is a pretty decent support. And I think the market will catch there. We might get a little bit of a bounce back. But I think that, again, depending on your bounce, that the market still has a bit of work to do on the downside, and most of that will come on the live cattle side of things. I do think that this is probably some of the last bearish news to come into the market, at least from the feeder cattle perspective, that the placements were heavy because of drought, but that drought region is shrinking. We've gotten a fair amount of rain, at least from central Texas all the way east and even into the central plains. Northern plains look pretty darn good, most of the northern plains. So you might start to see some herd rebuilding in the north after being kind of decimated last year. You could see a pretty fast turnaround there. So those are things to keep in mind. The other thing to keep in mind on the downside, of course, is you got to get through the growing season for corn and beans. Initially, I think that crop is off to a good start once it gets seeded. But NOAA is still talking about a hot and dry summer for much of the United States. If you would get a drought scare into July, especially, or August in the row crops, that'll be negative for feeder cattle. The timing of that would come when we expect to see some lows being put in for live cattle. So I don't think we're completely out of the woods here. I just think from a long-term perspective, the heavy placements will probably subside here, that much of that work has already been done. So I think the live cattle now will probably take over leadership to the downside, and feeder cattle will be the first to turn to the upside. But I think we need to get past pollination in corn before we feel comfortable and have some confidence that we can get into this feeder cattle market and take a run into some long-term trades. Eventually, we're going to work through these big numbers. It's going to take a while. But on the backside of this, I think we're finally able to see a time window when we can make the turn. And I think it's this summer that we start into the bull market for cattle, because we've had a pretty big hit to the numbers in the herd size, and eventually that's going to turn into a bull market. I think the more damage that has been done, the bigger that bull market becomes, and I think we can finally start to form the time window of when that turn would come, and I think it's probably late summer. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.